in a vast abandoned library on the borders of civilization. Matthew and Eric find themselves trapped and lost with little hope of escape, surrounded by nothing but the esoteric books of definitely real authors. They resolve to do all that they can do. Read. This is Lost in Narration.
At the end of the day, it's another day dawning.
What?
Oh.
What was that?
Yeah, no, sorry. I think it was Les Mis, the musical.
Haven't seen it.
Yeah, no, sorry. I think I was just singing Les Mis. Sometimes I burst into song. I'm just sort of jovial like that. Not jovial, but like eccentric.
I wouldn't have thought that you as a person would have seen a Broadway show.
At the end of the day, it's another day dawning. Yeah. I mean, it was just a movie. Although I did also see the Broadway show. I feel
it wasn't
like
just a movie. It wasn't just a movie.
What do you mean?
Hugh Jackman.
Oh, right. I was going to say, you're about to come staunchly to the defense. Have you seen the Les Mis movie?
I haven't seen the movie. Haven't seen the musical.
But yeah, no, you're right to come to his defense because it is frankly breathtaking. And when I saw the Broadway show,
his
having seen the movie, yeah, his best work of worth or work of art, and what he should be known
work
as
of worth,
his
worth is title.
His worth as Les Mis the musical, and when he dies, which will hopefully not be soon, but it could be any day now.
Soon? No, not gonna be soon. No.
Yeah. But it could be. It
Sorry,
could be.
I couldn't read you. I didn't know if you wanted to be soon or didn't want to be soon.
Yeah, it's been a while since we did this, and you were like, you just forgot what the whole on celebrity deaths. You didn't know if I wanted that to happen or
right.
I don't know. That.
Right.
Normally, I do want it to happen, but it's Jack. It's Jack, man.
Who?
It's Hugh Jackman.
Okay, so can you explain the whole plot of Les Mis to me because I've never seen it? And tell me what each actor does in all the
each actor. Well, it's been a while since I've seen it, but I just going by the lyrics of the songs that I can remember, I'm gonna try and sort of piece together what the plot was like. And once I get into it, it'll probably make sense. So off the top of my head, he stole a loaf of bread. Anne Hathaway dreamed a dream, I believe.
Who's he?
He is 24601, the prisoner. He stole a loaf of bread, and I think they kill him. I think they kill him for it, and that's
Ooh.
Why it's Hugh Jackman, 24601, the prisoner.
Okay, thank you.
So he stole a loaf of bread. Stole him. So he stole a loaf of bread, and they execute him. Brief movie, short movie. Over in a second.
Short.
Post-credit scene, Anne Hathaway, dreamed a dream. We see the dream. It's a long, long dream. It's nonsensical. There's no plot to it because it's a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Plot dreams don't have plots. This is the thing. People get on the fucking subreddit.
I
the
would disagree
subreddit.
Because if you've seen Sharkboy and Lavagirl, that is mostly about dreams.
Well, I stand corrected, and that's the only
Taylor
exception.
Taylor Lautner does sing a whole dream song, and I will sing it for you if you'd like.
You could sing. You can sing the entire song
dream,
if you want.
Dream, dream, dream,
you
dream,
it.
Dream.
Oh, yeah.
Shut your mouth. Dream.
Does he say shut your mouth in the song?
I think he does, yeah.
I feel like we've sung this song before on the podcast.
I'm sure we have because I really love that song.
Yeah, I just feel like I got
it's in my. It plays in my mind a lot.
People go on the Les Mis subreddit and they lambast this fucking 3-hour sequence and a 3-hour 15-minute movie where it's just Anne Hathaway's dream.
3-hour 15-minute movie?
3-hour sequence of just a dream and there's no plot. And people are like, oh, why is most of this movie not of any plot? This is just a dream. It's nonsense. And like, oh, have you ever dreamed before? Have you ever dreamed before? What do your dreams have fucking 3-act structure? Dickhead. And I'm just day in, day out, I'm in the comments of the Les Mis subreddit of all these posts, lambasting. It's been 6 years since the movie came out to the day. Get over it. Dreams don't have plots.
Is that right?
I don't fucking know, man.
It's been 6 years.
Could be.
Yeah, it's definitely been longer
than
like
that. There's like 365 in one chance or one in 365 chance.
That's not right. That's just, what are you talking about?
Numbers are my strong suit. There's 365 days in a year. So
right.
The movie came out on a day of a year, I'm assuming, unless it came
out.
Right,
but you didn't say the day of the year. You said 6 years.
Yeah. I'm obviously forgetting about the 6 years.
Don't just say yeah.
I have no idea if the 6 years. Obviously, we're putting that aside for now. But in terms of the day, in terms of to the day it came out, that could be right. There's a 1 in 365 chance that that is right. And if it is right, I will literally cut off my left arm.
Do you want to know?
I do. I really want to know.
2012.
And the day?
December 25th, 2012.
What? Christmas?
Christmas, yeah.
So it's a... Oh my god, it's a Christmas movie. Oh my god, I had never realized that.
You said you wanted to talk about the way of the world. The ways of the world, was that right?
I think that was before we started...
We got onto Les Mis.
Yeah, before we got onto Les Mis, just earlier. I did want to get into the ways of the world, just if we can, just briefly.
And negative affirmations, I think it was?
Yeah, and negative affirmations. So ways of the world, we can scrap that. Negative affirmations is basically you know how when you're doing affirmations and you're trying to manifest positive energy into the world to have good things happen to you?
Right.
Don't know about you, but it hasn't fucking worked for me, all right? I'm at the lowest of my low this year.
I've never seen you do an affirmation.
Right, I've never been high, is what you were going to say.
No. I finished my sentence.
I just correct you. I spoke. You don't have to tell me what I was going to say. I said it, and it wasn't that. You were way off. Anyway, it hasn't worked for me. All my many affirmations day after day, night after night. So I'm thinking of reverse psychologying the bish. Negative affirmations.
Okay.
I hope to God I get sucked into a fucking tornado tomorrow.
So are you thinking that when you are doing your positive affirmations that it's becoming like negative, like negative things are happening to you?
Yeah, it's doing the opposite. Like I claim great fortune and then I don't get great fortune, which is obviously the opposite of
getting great fortune. So it's just not happening.
Well, the opposite is happening. The opposite is happening.
So why would the the opposite wouldn't just be you don't get that?
What would the opposite be then?
Like great fortune, the opposite would be great debt.
Yeah. On it. Got it.
Do you have?
Yeah, I got it.
You got that.
Say another thing. Say another.
What else have you affirmed?
Huh? What else have I affirmed?
What else have you affirmed? Yeah.
World peace. Ask me what the opposite of that is. Yeah. Ask me what the opposite of that is. Ask me what the opposite of that is.
What's the opposite of that?
Have you seen the news? Have you seen the news?
All right.
So so that was all my fault, is what I'm saying. Everything bad you see on the news.
Okay, well, all right. So that's where I'm going to have to like try to stop you from spiraling, because that's not true. It's not all your fault.
So now, naturally, and thank you, I appreciate it. You're wrong, but I appreciate it.
Got it.
I'm going to have to manifest... more war in the hopes.
Okay, try it out.
You want me to try it right here live?
I want you to do your negative affirmations live right now.
Okay.
Imagine I'm your mirror.
Dear God of affirmations.
Jake and
as a
mirror,
reference to your Lost in Narration.
Mine was a reference to Jake and me.
Oh, well, same thing. Dear God of affirmations. Please, please, please bring us the opposite of peace. Give us war. We need war. If not war, something more.
Is that it?
Yeah.
God of affirmation. Do you think there's a God of affirmation?
I assume there's gods of all things.
Who do you think the God of affirmation is?
Boris Becker.
Johnson?
No, Becker.
Who's Boris Decker?
Becker. Or
Becker?
I think he played tennis on the courts. As in, he was a lawyer, and he was very good
Why
at it.
Why did you say tennis on the courts?
Back and forth. Because he's a lawyer.
Sorry, no, hold on.
Because it was a metaphor. It was an analogy.
That's...
He played tennis on the courts. He aced on the courts.
Who's Boris Becker, man?
Seven men. Accused of manslaughter, voluntary manslaughter, involuntary being baddies. He got them off in more ways than one. He was acing all over the court.
Come on.
He was acing all over the court in more ways than one.
So I'm going to have to look up Boris Becker now, and I think you
look it up and then we'll read a book. I'm serious. Look it up.
So Boris Becker was a tennis player. He was just a normal tennis player, not a lawyer.
Oh, I must have been misremembering. Does it say also a lawyer?
Right. So he was sentenced to prison 2.5 years for tax evasion.
Damn, I guess he wasn't an ace in the...
He was in court.
Did he represent himself, at least?
No, probably not.
So it wasn't even technically right.
I don't think
right.
celebrities ever do that.
I know I would. And I would lose. You know why?
I know you would. Why?
Because last night, I manifested winning. I had to think about what the opposite of lose was. And on that note, let's read a book.
Right. What's the book called?
The book is called Hawk Gotta Eat. Grand Canyon park ranger Luke lifts a sandwich to his mouth, but before he can take a bite, someone taps him on the shoulder. Turning, he sees a man before his bench, flustered and sweating. Hey, hi, sorry to bother you. I was wondering if you could do me a favor?
Excuse me, this could be my final meal.
Your final meal? Why? Luke nods at the canyon. You're like 20 meters from the canyon.
Wind's picking up, though.
Luke, if you don't have time, that's okay. I'll just get someone else.
No. It's fine.
Luke places a sandwich gently on the ground. Jesus, just on the ground like that? The park ranger extends his hand to shake Lel's.
Pleased to meet you. My name is Luke.
Great. Hi, Luke. I'm Lel.
Yeah. First name Luke. Surname, well, I don't usually tend to tell people my surname right away when they meet me. People tend to get weird about it.
Okay. Look, here's the deal. My girlfriend will be here any second.
They don't mean to offend, obviously. It's one of those surnames where people say, they take a step back and they say, is that really your surname? And lo and behold.
Cool. So any second now.
But you could guess it.
What?
I suppose, well, you'd never guess it. In fact, I'm so confident you'd never guess it, I'd be willing to offer you... No, could I? Could I really? Fuck it. $50,000 if you guess my surname right now.
I'm really... Really?
One guess. $50,000 on the line. He couldn't. Could he?
Skywalker?
Fuck.
Are you serious?
You got it.
Wow. $50,000.
Sure.
Nice. Maybe that'll pay for the wedding, actually.
Shut the fuck up. You're getting married?
That's actually why I came over here. My girlfriend gets here, I'm going to propose to her.
Oh my god. Wow. And you want me to be your third?
What?
Sorry.
The fuck?
I misread this one. Apologies. You'd like me to take photos?
Video would be great. Of the proposal.
Video, yeah, we'll do.
Oh, here she comes now.
Hey, babe, you want to get that photo you wanted?
Video? What video? Video? I don't remember saying anything about a video.
Photo. You wanted a photo of us in front of the canyon?
Canyon? Which canyon? That's pretty vague, babe. There's a lot of canyons.
I could take your picture, if you like. I was just going to ask, actually. Oh, perfect. Yeah, I was wondering why you were standing inches away from my boyfriend. I aim to please. Okay.
All right, let's get married.
Huh? Let's get the photo, he said.
Thanks, Luke. Lel winks at Luke.
What?
No. Lel and Sussica pose together in front of the canyon. Luke holds up his phone and starts taking a video.
Okay, did you get it?
Luke gives Lel a second to make his move. He doesn't.
Yeah, just... I'll get a couple more.
They continue grinning at the camera.
Got it? Yeah, just... Maybe we could get one where you're lying down? I'm sorry?
Sussica, my beau.
Jesus Christ, finally.
My angel. My darling.
Yes?
Luke gets down on one knee. Lel gets even... Well, even I couldn't keep up with the two L's. Lel gets down on one knee. He takes out a little box and opens it. Inside is a ring, obviously. Would you make me the happiest man near a canyon and be my blushing bride?
Wow.
Is that a yes?
Look, Lel, I'm really flattered. Trust me, this is one of the sweetest proposals I've ever received.
One of?
But we've only been dating for 5 years.
That's quite a lot of time.
And yet...
Out with it. Out with it, Sussica!
I'm not ready, and I never will be. So I'm going to stop the video now, if that's okay.
No.
No?
You'll stop the video when I tell you to stop the video.
Okay. It just kind of seems like she said no already, but...
No, she didn't. She hasn't said no. She hasn't said that exact word.
No. I'm going to stop it.
Don't you fucking stop it.
Okay, man. Jesus. Are you really still recording? Yeah, I'm still on lunch. There's no rush for me. Oh, nice. Did you eat already? What did you have? I found a sandwich on the ground. That's disgusting. Don't worry, I know who put it there. That doesn't change anything. Yeah, a hawk? There's this friendly hawk that has a nest around here. Sometimes he drops things for me to eat.
You can sleep with other people.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry to be so crass in front of the canyon, but I mean it, Sasuke. If you marry me, you can sleep with one other person every year. I won't mind.
His name is Adrian. Who? Sorry to interrupt. It's the hawk's name is Adrian. He's been around this canyon longer than I have, or so the legend goes.
Name a man you want to sleep with that isn't me.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, thank God. So there's no one.
There's not no one.
What the fuck?
You just said you would be fine with me sleeping with other people.
If we were married. Not if we broke up.
Of course I would sleep with other people if we broke up.
Wow. We are learning a lot about each other today.
I'd like to learn more.
About the fucking hawk, Luke? You'd like to learn more about the hawk?
I know a lot about the hawk, but he drops me my every meal. But who drops him his every meal?
He probably eats animals that are smaller than him, Luke. Like the food chain?
Perhaps a bigger hawk. Perhaps a hawk bigger than all. I'm getting kind of into this hawk lore, actually.
Oh, it's to die for, isn't it?
Yeah. Can you imagine a hawk that big?
Wow. Already imagining how big the other man you're going to sleep with will be.
I said hawk.
Oh, my bad. I thought you said...
A maw so gaping. Wings bigger than I. A bird to block the sun.
You still on this hawk shit, man?
Tell us more about this big bird. I'm just saying, he has to get fed somehow, you know? And surely not. Surely not a bird this large. But what else?
There's definitely not a giant super hawk dropping your smaller hawk all its meals, okay? I hope that helps.
Yes, yes, yes. I suppose you're right.
Another guy every night.
I wouldn't even want another guy every single night.
Okay, so progress. Luke walks towards the couple.
You film now.
Luke hands his phone to Leo and keeps walking towards the canyon. Luke?
Just keep filming. Whatever you do, keep filming.
He stops, teetering right on the edge. Leo keeps filming.
Luke, are you crazy? You'll fall. Perhaps.
You still owe me $50,000, you know.
What? Why?
I guess his surname.
What's his surname?
Passersby stop to stare at the park ranger on the edge of the cliff. A single tear is running down his cheek.
Skywalker.
He turns, and before anyone could stop him, not that anyone tried, he takes a step into thin air, and then he plummets. The crowd screams. Lel turns to Sasuke. So, marriage?
Fine.
Yes! Love wins! Luke's head pops up from the canyon.
Holy shit.
The park ranger, standing up straight, continues his ascent. Below the most sizable beak humankind has ever seen, he is standing in the maw of the superhawk. Sasuke turns to Lel.
Engagement's off.
Fucking hell, why?
The way I feel right now, seeing a giant superhawk catch a park ranger in his gaping maw, I've never felt that way with you.
Seems like an unfair comparison, but okay. Lel, Sasuke, and the rest of the crowd continue staring at Luke. The superhawk remains just beyond the cliff edge, using its wings to keep itself afloat. After a couple minutes, it starts to get awkward. Luke, you still want me to keep filming this, buddy?
Keep it going, keep it going. Did you get engaged in the end?
Nah, she said the way she felt when she saw a giant superhawk catch you in its maw was unlike anything she'd ever felt with me.
Darn it. Isn't that always the way? So, what's the plan now, buddy? Right. Yes. I am ready. Superhawk? It's time to do what I should have done a long, long time ago. Adrian, the smaller hawk, has kept me fed and sheltered the entire time I've been a park ranger.
Sheltered?
And now, I must return the favor. Super Hawk?
Caw! Caw! Caw!
The Super Hawk, still with looking at its maw, seems to nod its head. Then it drops, gains a little momentum, and starts soaring into the air towards the clouds. Soon, it's 16,000 feet above loch level. And that's what it drops look. Most of the crowd, ultimately unimpressed by the display, has dispersed by this point, but Lael and Sussiga, Lael still filming, are staring, utterly rapt, when the park ranger lands with a splat in a large nest in the valley. Adrian, having skipped breakfast this morning, doesn't waste a second. As the Superhawk flies into the sunset, Adrian pounces on Luke's mangled corpse, tearing in its flesh with its beak. In a process of 2 to 3 days, the park ranger will be nothing but a pile of bones. Lael stops recording. This video is far too long.
Alright, well, I can't say it won't hurt, Sussiga, but if this is what you want, I guess this is goodbye.
I didn't even know hawks liked the taste of people.
Are you really talking about a bird at a time like this?
Do you want me to intro the new podcast? Or...
The fucking what?
Intro the new podcast.
The new podcast?
Yeah. It's not new. We've done a couple episodes already. But like, welcome back to the Good Boy 2023 movie review discussion forum podcast.
Welcome back to the only podcast on the internet where we talk about...
You don't have to intro it after I just introed it.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the only podcast on the internet where we're going to talk about the dog. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about whether he sniffed the knife and whether he dressed up as a dog.
That's right, fellow good boy listeners. We did watch the movie Good Boy 2023.
And we've talked about Good Boy a lot in the past few years since its release, and we've, you know, claimed to have seen it just because we wanted to stay on top of the fucking zeitgeist, you know, we wanted to be in with the big boys. But we actually
were lying the whole time.
Yeah, when we live streamed ourselves watching it, we actually weren't watching the movie at all. Even though we had the movie playing in front of us, we were occupied with other things. That's why the highlights reel was so freaking short.
I was in a deep depression.
He was in a deep depression. I was in a deep sauna. I was very relaxed. I don't have time to think about a Good Boy movie. But now, we thought about it. Not only do we think about it, we've seen the movie. We've actually seen the movie. And this is not a joke. We've actually sat down. Mm-hmm. It took us a very long time to find a movie. We basically couldn't find a pirated version. Not that we tried to find a pirated version. Because we are still trying to get the director on the podcast, obviously.
A lot of viruses.
Yeah, we went through thousands of viruses before we gave up and bought the movie, rented the movie.
We paid money.
We paid actual money to see Good Boy 2023 movie.
And now,
to get our money's worth and finally give you fans of the show what you want, we're going to go in depth into what we thought of the movie. So, Eric, kick us off. What were your thoughts on the movie? Did you like it?
I'm so excited for this. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen. I've definitely, like, in terms of movies where people dress up as dogs, it's out there. It was fine.
Yeah.
So what else is going on with you, man?
Not a lot. I've been working a lot. Been working a new schedule.
Yeah,
New schedule. Playing a lot of Baldur's Gate. A lot of Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, yeah. Are you married in the game?
I'm in a relationship, for sure.
Cool, man. That's really cool.
Karlak.
Karlak.
It was Shadowheart first in my first playthrough, and then now it's
Karlak. Oh, I mean, what playthrough are you on, man?
The second one.
I thought maybe you were on your fourth, and you had two other wives, and you just were getting to those.
No.
If I was playing Baldur's Gate, I can tell you something, I would be a little whore.
I want to get it for the PC so I can get the mod where you can just fuck everyone.
Why can't you do that? Why
can't
you do that in the game? Why can't you do it in the base?
Because I guess they just want monogamy or something.
Oh, it's one of these games.
Yeah, mahogany, like the wood.
Mahogany, like the wood. Yeah, you're fucking the.
So I'm playing like right now. I'm playing like a drow. Sorry, shut up. Right now I'm playing like a drow druid. It's a drow druid. She's pretty good. Her name's Anastasia Flump or something.
Her name can't be that, obviously. But yeah, no, she sounds like a catch.
No, actually, sorry, hold on. I'll pull it right now because it is a longer last name, and I'll tell you exactly who named it.
Sorry, are you telling me that you're playing as a woman?
I'm playing as a woman, yeah.
Well, that doesn't really make sense because earlier you said that you were in a relationship with a woman in the game. But you must have made a mistake.
No. No, man, there's no mistake.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't want to get into this right now, I think.
This is the problem.
So, yeah,
No, I'm sorry. I know you want to talk about your game.
Yeah. Her name is Anastasia Frump, and that is... The Frump was Lamb's suggestion. So that was... Anastasia was mine.
Yeah,
Shut up. Give me one second.
My character, I resent that you interrupted my tirade, but sorry, no, give me go a
second.
On.
Give me a second. My character before that was Hod, and he was a barbarian. He was a guy who's barbarian.
Hod?
Even?
Your first character was called Hod?
He was like a barbarian, but then he like sort of switched into a fighter because he was fixing himself, so he like wasn't mad anymore, and he found love in Shadowheart, and I don't care anymore. I lost my fire.
Jesus.
Starting through the party like my name was El Nino. Something in the back of El Camino.
Yeah, and Westfeld.
As a kid, was this kid? No, nobody by name. Yeah. No. Well, no. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Canada, the same though, so.
Did you see that Will Smith like slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars or whatever the fuck?
I never thought that you would be the one of the two of us to fucking say that. But seriously, on a serious note, I actually don't really appreciate that the general consensus on that incident in retrospect is that everyone overreacted when he hit him. Because while I would agree that Judd Apatow saying he could have killed him is very funny, it was insane that he hit Chris Rock at the Oscars. Like, that was...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like, speaking of which...
I mean, Will Smith knows it was scripted.
Wait. No, it wasn't scripted. It definitely wasn't scripted, but also...
No, I can't like Chris Rock saying no, obviously it was in the script.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
It definitely was, because it's always in the
script. No, absolutely definitely not.
Everything they say is scripted. You good?
Everything they say is scripted. Every guy I like is gay.
Finish what you're saying.
Yeah, no, so sorry. So just I'm free balling here. My train of thought is crashing through the station.
I know.
You reminded me of something by bringing up the Chris Rock thing, which I can't believe we haven't mentioned on this show, but I am intensely glad.
We have so many times probably, right?
No.
We probably have so many times.
No, I know, no. But I mean the thing that you reminded me of.
Oh, God.
Did you hear just the other day? Will fucking Smith Oscars punch. You gotta read about this shit, man. You gotta see it, nonetheless.
Did I hear the other day Will Smith Oscar punch?
Will Smith punches Chris Rock in the fucking noggin, topples over, dies. Judd Apatow dies.
Sorry, Will Smith died?
The internet dies.
Hold on, so you said Will Smith punches... knocks it over, dies. So did Will Smith
Will
die?
Smith
or
punches
did...
Chris Rock. Chris Rock, steel skull. Steel skull, who would have thought? Rock.
Right.
Made out of rock. Scratch that.
So rock, steel or rock? Skull. Steel or rock, yeah.
Rock skull, the clue's in the fucking name, buddy. The clue's in the name, big guy. Will Smith. Bones broken. Arms.
Through the head?
Every arm, okay. Every bone broken in his body. Dead. Cop topples over. Dead. Judd Apatow. Dead. Judd Apatow dies from the reverberations of this punch in every timeline.
From shock.
But seriously, it was fucked
the
up.
The shock of what he saw on that stage.
Oh. But yeah.
Who gives a shit? The Oscars are like next week, aren't they, or something?
I have no fucking idea. I get them all mixed up.
I don't give a shit, man. Super Bowl's next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who will win? I guess Kelsey.
Nice. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And that's it.
Man.
And that's it.
This has been Lost in Narration. Tune in next week to find out what the boys get into next. Though it's probably more books because of the library thing. Yeah.